지도지
大哥总，
我的大弟，
多谢修呗。龙的那个男性嘞，卡总是不男性，卡嘛塞的多大呢？来，大弟卡不拉不给，卡说嘞，落不出来，落的了，弄出去，啊你落出来了，弄出，免得我用这些，是吧？这些送给我了，卡嘛塞的。
Back to the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra, the verse which starts with like a star, a visual aberration and so forth. So in the discussion of the word star, there is a basically an explanation of two levels of truth or two levels of reality. So there is a level of reality that appears to an unmistaken mind, and there's another level of reality which appears to a mistaken mind.
어떻게니? 도대체 드네마 다 로초아들아 아니지 로초라네 우리 샤야기 아니지 답하기 유대라 여바 매바 나서지 좀 돼. lu chu yung xia ba tam zhe yang yu gu gu ya ma re. Lu ba zhi zang lu chu yung xia se ge, lu chu yung xia ye ge yu di la, ta yu ba me ba na so zhi yung gu ya re.
But as for the objects appear to a mistaken mind, or as for the objects that are established or posited by a mistaken mind, you have to understand that non-existence are included in as well. Yeah.
어떻게네? 딸 학벌도 다 너 목시 갑시 다 너 초바장만 해봐 다 너 목시 쓴다 오늘 유나백이 친절로도 쇼등했시다 진단이 유나 다 그 진사기 유대나 친절로도 쇼등해 너 목시 세지 용구여래 너 초바들라 다 딘데기 너 목시 되기 샵이 유대도 용구여 말해 배나 다 덴진 덴바트비 덴진기 샵과 낭신지 아 용구여 말해 그봐.
So, of all the various of the different kinds of mistaken consciousnesses, there is this category of mistaken consciousnesses which are wrong consciousnesses. Those wrong consciousness is essentially a mind that engages erroneously. In its object of the mode of apprehension. Yeah. So the apprehension of true existence, it is an example. Yeah. So that which is the object of the mode of apprehension of the apprehension of true existence is an example of a non-existent. Yeah.
어떻게니? 대여 말했어. 따뜻하게 따 된질라 나온 따르기 안에 덴버트가 대여 말했어. 어떻게니? 손해라 안에 라비기 빼이다네. 따 두고신이다. 배나 따 보기 미투에 라비는 나에게 자신도 주고요 말아. 배때나 총벌세 자체 안에 그 노추와 아 노녹시 된질라 나온 따르기 된도 대여 말했으니 빼이티되네. 따 두고요래. 따 라비를 당시도하나.
So. Although true existence appears to the apprehension of true existence, but does true existence exist in reality? Does it exist as it appears? No, true existence does not exist whatsoever. Yeah. So as such, but nevertheless. There is still that appearance of true existence to the apprehension of true existence, isn't it? So that's why you have the next word that comes after the star, and I think it's called rubric. So visual aberration, I think. Whatever visual aberration is, but rubric, yeah, you say.
어떻게 다티네마 아니시겠다 갈소라 보기. 다 딘데 아니지 담바드바지 디어 마르테 나야 담두 나와나시 안 담바드비 취지 여 마르테 나야 다 취디 다 메바드베스나 메바 마레스 취디나데 아니지 메바드베스 마레 다 낭점기 취지 아니 단녀를 샤서기슈 단녀를 로나 낭점기 취지 아니 여레스 디 여보 쪽 쪽고 그레스 어떡 딘데 소야라 다 아마르다 마르메당 세트 도다이다 텐네 중앙 세트 도다 마르메기 베이트네 쳇던 좀 오니 그 두야 말때 텐네 두바레스 어떻게 되다 시행 시도 다 마르메 어떻게 베토스네 소한테레
so although there hasn't been and there will never be any truly existent phenomena But that is not the same as saying that phenomena are non-existent. While phenomena do not exist truly, phenomena do exist. And we have to say that phenomena exist as those phenomena. What are those phenomena? What is existence? That which appears to a conventional awareness, a conventional mind, the mere appearance to a conventional awareness or conventional mind, or the phenomenon in existence is that which is posited by such a conventional mind, conventional awareness. Yeah. So to highlight, you know, that things and events, existence, phenomena are dependently arisen, then you have the next example in the verse, and that is a kamarariba. What do you call it in English? Batalem, is it? Flame of a batalem, yeah. Kamarariba.
Marme, so to see that, Anishi. Tangazo, Anishi, that, do some tangola. That, Nathan Tidishi, the day, Nathan, on the Tonga Mambushi, no, I see that. What? Nathan Tidishi, the Tonga Mambushi, no, you go at it. That, Kadish, you go at it, Senna, so, so, da. Pagit, the Zimari believe onki, da. Lutua tea, believe onki, Anish, Pagit, Chapa, not so, she gets it.
State of reality, this is how the things have always been and will always be. But then why do we suffer in the first place? Yeah? Why are we unhappy? Yeah? So, although things never and will never exist truly, but due to our minds being polluted, being affected by the apprehension of true existence, we conceive of things and events and everything that exists as truly existent, as having, as being established in and of itself, yeah, as existing inherently, and we conceive of that and we believe in that, you know, and that then induces or gives rise to attachment, anger, which then of course leads to problems and suffering. Although the state of affairs, the state of reality is that nothing exists truly. Although that's the case, but nevertheless, we have been apprehending, you know, of conceiving anything that exists to be truly existent, yeah, while the reality is not like that. It doesn't exist in the way it appears. So the next example is highlights and illustrates that. Yeah, and that is the analogy or example of an illusion. Yeah. So an illusion is none other than that mere appearance to a mistaken mind, isn't it? Right? It's just an illusion. It does not exist in the way it appears. Yeah, but nevertheless, you know, the illusion looks real to that mistaken mind. Yeah, and yeah. So to highlight the fact that while things do not truly exist, but nevertheless they appear to have an objective existence and appear to exist truly.
Oh, Tindesini, that Tindegi, Anishi, Tapagita, Lutu Onki, Tapagi Tindegi, Anishi, that Koyatuma, Naso, Sinyo Hashim Kuyare, that Tinde, Yumedi, that Kande, Chung Tangure, Senata, 다 뇽루 다 탑시 가려요. 가려서 뭐 땅 거래서 뭐 다티래. 거기 가서 그랬다. 미다와 사매. 미다메라 시사매. 동아여라 시사매. 어딘데 나왔다? 시바. 시바 빼이 땡네. 아니, 지금 미다메 내수 삼로다야. 딘데이 떠네. 다 거여 동아르다. 대 중로다야. 다가 당시 아니, 지금. 유마 시바. 주부르. 다 주부르 당시. 주부르 빼다 자시. 다 두제 탐제 동아기라 실에 맞대버려서 어딘데 삼로 땅에 떠네. 양 거여 동아르야. 중로다야. 어딘데 탑신이 말했다.
So, and also the apprehension of true existence, conceiving things and events and phenomena to have an objective existence, to exist in and of itself inherently. That's the source and root of all the confusion, problems, and anything, everything undesirable. Yeah. Samsara is basically is an outcome of that. Yeah. Then, so if we want to reduce our problems and reduce our suffering, then what is the method? Yeah. So the method is to reflect on impermanence and how everything that's associated with samsara is in the nature of suffering. So as such, then in the verse, you know, after illusion, there is a drop of a dew, and a water bubble. So a drop of dew, as an example for us to reflect on impermanence, and then the water bubble is to reflect on how anything that is associated in any way with samsara is in the nature of suffering.
어떻게니? 다 가서 때때 인식 가서 뭐 수차례 다 드네마 다 뒤쇼들 때로 그래서 유마스 주우다 밀람 로탄 진다 우스 다 던다인다 다 던다 밀람 기피 때네 시에 아니 로 기피 때네 시에 아니 다 던다 진 기피 때네 어떤데 이런 것도 봐 다 던다 이거 뭐 뒤까불 가래 순간스나 뒤까불 조조 보기다 동안 자원을 매불 수해기다.
So, you know, to reduce, you know, our suffering, to reduce samsara, then there's the reflection on impermanence and how everything associated or the samsara and how everything associated with samsara is in the nature of suffering. Yeah. Then, I've explained to you or up to this point in the verse, right? So the next line continues with Milam Lok Madrinable, a dream, a flash of lightning, and a cloud. Yeah, these three examples are exemplifying, you know, the best supreme method to overcome samsara.
어떻게니? 다 돈다 티래 빼나 보기다 빼나. 어떻게 쉬웠던데? 다 갈수 그래. 보기다. 다는 남주빙이. 동알대미 지주. 다 미당. 동알, 동아, 당매. 스니 지주 시구여래. 동알대 말아. 뒤시 재미 누가나. 다 뒤까불러. 다 도다이. 다. 다는 그외 동알대이 미다베랑 실사매. 그리고 다 동아와사매. 아니 동아세대 다 집으로나 베자라 제트베지. 동아서 독시하나 뒤기 그래. 다 당매 세대다. 거기 당매 참으로다. 딘데 샤르세 도다이다 미다 동아 동아 소딘데 곰체 도다이 디 디숨 곰체 파기다 아니 타르도나 파기다 담메토 비샤라 곰쿠구여레 어떤 미다 동아 동아 세 곰에디 파기다 조 타르도나 파기다 담메토 에히 탑샤시 알아
So the truth of suffering. True suffering has four characteristics. And the four are impermanent, suffering or misery, empty, and selfless. Yeah. So we reflect on the impermanent nature of suffering, of cyclic existence, of suffering. Then reflect on how cyclic existence is in the nature of suffering. It is suffering. And then, what about the third characteristic, empty, and then the fourth, selfless. So, if we look at the third characteristics of empty from the viewpoint of the Middle Way Consequence School, that empty there refers to the lack of or the emptiness of a self-sufficient person. Then, and the fourth would be the subtle emptiness, right? Or subtle selflessness from the Pasangika or consequentialist point of view, yeah. So the first three, what was the fourth is the supreme method, right? Understanding subtle selflessness or emptiness. But the first three, the point of the first three is to lead one into the fourth, yeah. They help, you know, to move one into the most profound solution, yeah.
어떻게니? 다 뒤치도 다 다지 그래 다 보기 가서래 다 거의 자와 아니지 거의 동안 세딩 오늘 보기 자와는 매번 서와라 다 다음에 또 배 시럽 면아 매주 매로 하지 다 자기야래 다음에 또 배 시럽이 맞아 봐이나 아니 거의 자와 다 과 자와는 매번 서도 그 여말에 그리고 재산 다 다음에 또 배 시럽 길에 찍고 그래 보기 오늘 지금 다 달바세요 타발라 다음에 또 배 시럽 매주 매주 하시래 쓰다.
So the first three are kind of preparing or moving one in the direction of the ultimate solution, the highest solution, yeah, which is generating the wisdom, realizing selflessness. Yeah. So the wisdom realizing selflessness is indispensable for cutting, for eliminating the root of cyclic existence. Without the wisdom realizing selflessness, the root of cyclic existence cannot be cut. And if the root of cyclic existence cannot be cut, then there's no way you can do anything to stop cyclic existence or samsara.
Yeah. 시와세디다 탈바라 샤시 다냥텔라 샤시 디 토베기 곧다 고직마도 요마레스 다 돈다기 디스고 또 이도 미시라마도 심바 요마레스 다 신고 시외 고직선 돈알라 디데 요구도와
So without the wisdom realizing selflessness, there's no way to achieve moksha or liberation. No way. And it is mentioned in one sutra that the door to peace is only one. Or, in normal English, there is only one entrance or one way, or one door leading to liberation.
That is the tere, that kodi karsanga, that tere, don yutubi, don da yit, nimbo tere, that dame tobi, shara. 라심에 봐도 비싸답지 아니 딜렌 디마도 요말에서 어떻게 쓴 거야래?
So so the sutras say that there's only one way, one door leading to moksha or liberation. So what is this way or door? It is the wisdom realizing selflessness, or if you want to be more specific, then. The wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence.
어떻게니? 다 뒤에 다 봤어 못한 거야. 다 거기 다 다음에 또 비실업디 아니 그 직부인 뭐지? 건네가 거두고 이래. 이 양도 봤어 못한. ti tuksa tiri, ta tuksa kawa tukurisa na, ta korewe tsawa nga se, ti karelesa, danzi marikpa se, ta tunayi korewe tsawa marikpa se, ti karelesa na, chinche loki lochikpura sikiyo kare, zo bugi ta, dakdu zimbe lo, rawa bugi, danzi marikpa se si, ta korewe tsawa, tuksa ti ne si la tukiyo za, ta tedang ta, korewe danzi marikpa te la takta, bugi ta, kapte chak tuwe di, ta dangme tobi shirap, 어떻습니까? 따라 좋듯이 딜레 시험해 봤시다. 디다는 시험해.
So it is said, right, that the wisdom realizing the emptiness of true existence is the only antidote, the sole antidote, or to samsara. Yeah, it is the only way to get only door to liberation. Yeah. So why is it? Then we must establish that in our minds. And why? So it all boils down to what, you know, is the root of samsara. The root of samsara is not simply an erroneous mind. It is a conception of a self, conceiving of a self. Conceiving true existence, conceiving inherent existence. Yeah. So only the wisdom realizing the emptiness of such a self, the wisdom realizing the emptiness of true existence, wisdom realizing selflessness, only that mind can act as a direct antidote, you know, that can, you know, against this apprehension of true existence, only that. So that's the reason why the wisdom realizing selflessness is the only way, the only solution to samsara.
Oh, Tukshini, that to that tire, that to nai, that de la suma tire, and a kalsor foggy.
While the I, the person, is conventionally existent, yeah, it's just that which is merely imputed, but we have never ever conceived of it in that way, never. We have always, has always, you know, believe that there's a real I, you know, in existing, in and of itself, and we hang on to the concept. We believe, you know. Okay. Likewise, when we think of, when we think of my consciousness, my thoughts. We conceive of our thoughts, our mind, our consciousness as, you know, real, being truly existing right there from inside. Yeah. So that's the, essentially, at the end of the day, that's the root of all the problems. Yeah. So this conceiving of true existence, yeah, because of that, you know, then it gives rise to, yeah, every single destructive emotion, then we accumulate karma, and then after karma comes samsara.
Oh, tindare, chazan, tindayinzan, ta pagi ta, pagi. Ma rangshin meba tokwe, ani sim rangshin meba tokwe, o ta nega tindare tukyare. Aro kos, ma rangshin meba re, sim rangshin meba re, ti sato sokwe shi, kemare, ko katu tutan nina rangshin meba shire. 제산다 라시 메발라 라시 메가다 리퀘시 소즈스미 리퀘시 티데지 리트바이나 아니식다 갈레 아니식 보기 가서래 다 고여서 주트베시 숨겨래
So therefore the real the main point is the solution is to conceive to realize to understand that that ourselves, we, the I, the person, and our consciousness, our minds, our thoughts, to understand that, to realize that they do not exist truly, they do not exist, inherently. So, you know, when we say, you know, to come to an understanding, you know, to realize that we ourselves and our minds do not exist truly, this is not an exercise in creating something fresh, something new. You know? It's not as if the mind has always been truly existent and we are trying to make it non-truly existent. No, that's not the point. The mind, ourselves, and anything and everything that exists has always and will always be empty of existing truly. They have never existed in that way. So when we say, you know, we should come to an understanding and a realization that the I is empty of existing truly, that the mind is empty of existing truly, is to come back to home, you know, is to realize what it has always been. You know? Yeah.
Oh, that today she that na rashi meva ani semde rashi meva. What today she ani chodum se rashi meva. Ji sheni toga la ni pagita. 먼저 리는 셰나 신 심기랑 신 어서 아니 지마 로보 세다 데스다 아니 섬도 코레디 다 디도 용하래 고 지마 로보 인다도 아니 지다 심기랑 신 어서 인다지 야고 시발라 다 보게 동반이 고야 부착과시
Then when we have some idea, no, some concept, no, some feeling, no, some understanding, of the emptiness of true existence, how we ourselves do not exist in the way we believe, and how our minds do not actually exist in the way we believe them to exist. Yeah. In fact, that if we realize that they have some idea that they are empty of existing truly, then only then you know only then the statement. The mind is in the nature of clear light, and the defilements are adventitious. Only then they will perhaps then start to make a little bit of sense. So the whole point, first, before we can even talk about, you know, Tathagata essence, Buddha nature, whatever, is first we need this, no choice. You really must have some idea, you know, concept of understanding of emptiness, yeah.
어떤 뜻이야? 그래도 도신이 다 단단히 단단히 가서래다. 제자는 다 먼저 보겠다. 가서래 보기 러시나 봐 또 구해래. 세 조조다 먼저 다 먼저 변났다. 가서래. 조조다 변나 변나 시간다가 변나 오버든지 친두가라. 야나 대봐. 야나 다다와. 야나 마음 받든 대시다. 먼저 다 대비출라 아니 덴벌 신체 아니 시다 자다 기기여래 다다비출라 덴벌 신체 아니 자다 기기여래 다 마음비출라 덴벌 신체 자다 기기여래 그러면 제가 대기 아니 시다 자다 온기 동안 용기여래 다 대디 매벌 써봐라 다 동당이 대비출 라시 매벌 삼도다야 다다비출 라시 매벌 삼도다야 아니 마음비출 라시 매벌에 신다 동다
So as for the basis of you know as for the object, you know, that has well, everything that exists has the nature of emptiness, right? But we can pick up any object, you know, and think about their emptiness. Right? But you know, we can classify existence or the objects of our inquiry, you know, into basically, you know, the past objects existed in the past, Okay, we say, let's say object that existed in the past, lah. And then objects of the present, and it's the future, yeah. So whether it's an object in the past, an object of the present, an object of the future, we bring them to mind, and we bring their empty nature to mind. How all of them are do not exist truly.
Yeah.
So the analogy of the dream in the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra, yeah, I guess perhaps is to, it's an analogy or to help us to understand how the past itself is nature, is entity, is empty of existing truly. Yeah. That the very idea of a past, the concept of past, that which exists in the past, does not exist in and of itself.
So,
in the dream, we experience a variety of objects. Yeah. Appearances of all kinds of things, right? There could be in a dream, there could be something very attractive, very pleasant, or it could have been a nightmare, isn't it? You saw various kinds of very unpleasant, frightening stuff. Yeah. So, but when we wake up, if we remember what we dream, we have dreamt. So if it happens to be a good dream, we remember the stuff that we saw in the dream, isn't it? And sometimes we can even feel attached to the experience, isn't it? We feel good about it, we feel attached to it, isn't it? Attached to the objects of the dream. Or if it was a nightmare, just by recalling what happened during the dream, a fear could arise, isn't it? Even when you're awake, yeah. But the things that happen in the dream are not real, isn't it? The things that we saw in the dream
they're not real, right?
When you're awake, we still can develop. We still can cling on to that dream experience. It was a good dream. Oh, I dreamt of this and that. Wow. Or that was a terrible experience. And we develop fear, isn't it? So the object, it's not real, isn't it? And when you're awake, even the dream object, the dream experience is over, isn't it? Although it's over, there's nothing there. Still, we still can get attached, isn't it? We still can cling on, isn't it? No, we still can be fearful, isn't it?
Oh, Tukshini, that petty jache, tonda yin, that debi ngobotinzoya, penata, pena debi ngobotinzo, meaning chapa chiki yotina, debi ngobo rashing to be a madness. Rashing to menaya. 다 라싱이 대병 오이다 라고 라싱이 투여 말에 이나야다 베티다 자세다 라싱이 투버도 낭제 아니 잡아 계신 거요 그래서
So while the things that have existed, things that exist in that have existed in the past, they are no longer existent. Nevertheless, we still can be attached to them, or we still can have aversion to them. Yeah. And those are the things that existed in the past, although they do not exist truly, they've never existed truly, and they will never exist truly, but. We conceive of them as truly existent, isn't it? To conceive of them to have an objective existence, yeah. While they do not have an objective existence, but because we conceive of them as having as being truly existent, then that leads to clinging, isn't it? Attachment.
Tā dōdeba pēsī mētā, tā dōdebe, tā dēba tā māngba, tā dōdeba rāngyūpa pēsī, tā tīs māngan chīki tā dēba tā māngba sī na tākpa rēs, tā. Rāba, tā tākpa rēs, rāba, dēba māngba sī na tākpa rēs. Tā tīni, tā yubi sī na tā dēba māngba tātawa kā ngūpa rēs. O tīndi yā mētā o tīshī chīki yore.
No, when we talk about the three times, yeah, the past, present, and future, most Buddhist tenets assert that the past and the future are permanent. When we talk about past and future, they are permanent. Yeah. But the Prasangika also the middle way consequentialists assert that the three times, the past, present, and future, are functioning things. And that is, they are impermanent. Good luck.
You listening? Huh? 다시 네, 다시 한번 더 짚어도 다. 다들 더 지단들에 땅을 줬던 지다 내기 남샤 선지 시행도 왔다 또 더 티를 빼놨다. 빼나가서 내기 되고 춤에서 왔다 남들 나를 여가 티 내기 되고 춤에서 왔다 내 체제 가져오시다. 가외 보도 내지 사바 있나요? 털라 두고 말해, 주스스 두고 말해. 아니, 넘치마도 따고, 두고 용고래, 세지다디, 다 좀대되게 숭그래, 디자다, 두다마 관계, 켈리기어래, 다 차다마 또대바놈보다 남부산대부 관계, 다디, 두멍으로 와, 켈래.
This brings us to the discussion of karma. It is said clearly in the teachings that the results of karma never go to waste. Right? One of the characteristics of karma is that if an action is created, its result will not perish on its own, isn't it? Right? And So, of course, the Buddha himself said so, yeah. And of course, this is a core belief and assertions of all Buddhist tenets, yeah, in that all actions never go to waste, in that they will produce results, definitely. It's only a matter of time, yeah.
제상 다 디삼노 단도왕라 다편나다 까까뭐버 사빌레디 치즈 용거 여바디 다 칸데이나 다 칸데시 용거였습니다. 대라야 거시 직가서 두다 마 소소 그때시 잡다는 것도 봐도 칸데시 다 편나 까뭐 버드 시빌레디 추 추스 좀 이러시 아니 까와 망부 지란 또 바기 단도 바기 되운요야디 칸데시 용거 여았습니다. 용단도시 알아 된다야 거 두다 마 소소 그냥 지시작도 봐.
So if the result of an action will not perish on its own, that means it will be certain to give rise to an action, a karma, once it is done, completed, accumulated, it will definitely produce a result. It's only a matter of time, isn't it? So it is said, right, in the teaching is that even if a very long time has intervened, yeah, you know, from the time an action a karma has ceased till the time it brings forth an experience and result, it could be many intervening eons, you know, such a long period of time. So the critical one, the point here is then, how do we account for that action producing an effect sometime down the road, you know? It could be a very long time. So, this is an important question, and all the different Buddhist tenets have their own explanation, you know, to account for the non-wastage, so to speak.
That is what that better comes to less courage by now. That give less by now, give less by now. That less quarrel took sin in me, Timmy. That less quarrel took sin. Tak lekoran tu sini kena jual memang lekoran tu sini ni dewa ini, ko tak pada usaha tu aja, lewa. Tak lepas sesi berjewel le, mijewel le, nak ko masih si lekoran tu sini tak, jun sini duga resi nani, ko tak pada usaha tu aja, lewa. Tak pada cawai nani, tak ko tiga tak, bagi cisu tu berjuga resi la, ane jawa jatuh marwa, lewa.
So you know if we if karma, whether it's a virtuous karma or non-virtuous karma, if once you initiate it, if it exists continuously, you know, one after, you know, if it exists continually, it maintains its momentum, you know, karma, yeah, the action, you know, the intention, if it maintains that continuum, you know, and then without ceasing, then that will make it kind of like being eternal, isn't it? Permanent, right? It will kind of make it like that, yeah. Then, and as such, then you will never be able to give rise to a result, isn't it? So once you create an action, once an action is created, if it doesn't change, if it doesn't change, if it's not subject to change, if it doesn't change, it remains the same, right? Lay, karma, 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 you know. The problem is that you end up having to say that it is kind of like permanent, right? It's non-changing, right? And then they will put you in a fix, right? Because, you know, how can something that is permanent, non-changing, then produce an effect? Result, which is supposedly you need to have a result of karma, isn't it? So then you have a problem there, is it?
What to say? That the lady, pen, that lady, chase, that lady, sassy, lady, sassy, and sabi, kissing yabana, that lady, meva chabina, six, meva chabina, and he answered, Tiporta, Tomba, she will have the girl. Lady, six, meva chabina. Dewujinya peralatan cik tongba siu cahsi, ane ya, 고 레디 식바이나 메바 차레 디네 고 딱바 차바레다 오메 오보 마이 바 차레 제자다 파르도야다 디보 파르도 동바시 파르도 쇼바이자 다 디보 카데 싱크레스다 로와
Well, then if you then take the position that when an karma is accumulated or when a karma is done or accumulated, and you say that this disintegrates in the next moment, right? It ceases, in the next moment, right? There. Then, from the second moment, this integratedness has set in, right? Right. From that moment to the time, an effect is issued forth from that karma. There's this huge gap of time again, yeah. And if it has ceased in the second moment, then what's happening in between the time from that disintegration of that action to the time issue for effects is not changing, right? If you say it's static, right? Then again, you have a problem. Then how then can you experience the effect? You understand? Impermanent.
Okay. That same thing here.
So you have to focus in the thing. Focus, listen, and then think. Yeah.
어떻게? 다 돈다 영부 때, 다 돈다 영부 가래 쓰기 어렸으나, 다 돈다 레디 싹치 가요 파트 되고 간듯이 용그래서 어떻게? 와, 가요 파트 파트 쳐봐 있는 되고도 간듯이 용그요 어려서 어떻게? 들라다. 就让你开两个嘞，他肯定是两个嘞。两个人一把住个月嘞，来的十百呢，我没把钱了哇，是吧？来的十呢，没把钱呢，就肯定是两个嘞。来的可能都是多点百呢，没点个东西。啊，结果他肯定是两个嘞，是他，他的连了，他都他妈说说给他连接个月嘞。
Okay, you got what we're trying to figure out here, no?You know, everybody accepts that, you know, you create a karma, you accumulate a karma, you have to experience its effect, right? It doesn't matter how long the intervening period may be. It can be yawns and yawns and forever and ever and after ever, right? But the point here is there will come a time you have to experience the effect, right? So then how do you account for that? How do you connect the karma to its effect, is it? It can be a very long intervening period of time. So, if you say that that connection is because that karma continues. Once you start creating a karma, it continues. It doesn't cease, right? It continues. Then that means no change has happened, isn't it? Once you create a karma, the karma comes into being, then it doesn't change. It's static, right? Then if it is static, then no matter for how long it can continue, even if you assert that it continues, yeah, you cannot assert how it can produce an effect because a permanent phenomenon cannot produce any effect. No way. Right? You understand permanence and non-momentary. Yeah? But if you say that once you create a karma, in the next moment it ceases. Once you finish, it ceases, isn't it? Right? So if it ceases, it's become non-existent, right? Then again, how do you account for the karma giving rise to an effect? If you say that it ceases to exist in the second moment, right? Oh, so that's, so anyway, back to the point is, how do you account for karma giving rise to an effect sometime in the future? How do you connect, yeah, these two, yeah?
Oh, that today's that, 지도가라, that, 좀다마, 소소기, that, 랭겹당 용구여래, that, 저다, 벽에 성전마다 우차샤바이나, 아니, 레치네, 아니, 레치비 기신이바네, that, 갈소하래, 벽에. 아니 지 가죽이 하래 다 레디 각발랑 온도 초배 내값수 아니 레기 누바띵이 바기다 90 넘버 샤바스 켈리지 아니 지다 레 각발랑 온도 초배 내값수 아니 90 넘버 땡도 아니 파샤 샤체 되기 아니 다 치수 되고 미마르 치기래 했습니다 섬섬에 아래 다 기대지 숨겨래.
So the different Buddhist tenets, the four Buddhist tenets have their own assertions of that how trying to make the explanation coherent. How do you connect the accumulation of or the doing of a karma to its effect, right? So the mind only, the proponents of mind only, there are some who assert the mind basis of all, isn't it, right? So the 지금 누가 뭐부터 쳐봐야지 계신이 봐라라
다 내 계신이 봐다내 탐을 찍이러 와다막 가족으로 와다가 빨라 땅 온도 쳐봐서 가족도 가나 바셔샤시 남방이 구신남시도 바셔
so there is the assert that there's this mind basis of four yeah so the first moment and karma is produced right so as it is approaching to as that karma first moment is approaching its disintegration or when the karma is approaching its disintegration so during that time when this it is disintegrating when it is disintegrating that phase is called the karma approaching is in disintegration right so during that time an impression of that karma is left on the mind basis of all right
어떻게네 다또 나이테레 레사 레직투그레 이나 레기 바샤 쿠시테도 샤세 시수다 거기 저 용거레 사티레
so anyway karma is accumulated the karma disintegrates and an impression and imprint is left on the mind basis of all right so this is the mind only school's position yeah
어떻게니 아니 식단들에 아니 실수 봐서 세세 단 넘버를 비트고 용거해서 어떻습니다 삼삼을 렌트를 시작해야
Then at a later time, this particular impression of that particular karma, the impression of that particular karma, or the imprint of that particular karma is activated, you know? Then one experiences the fruitional effects, the ripening effects of that karma. Yeah.
어떤데도 아니지 다 드네마 다 쳐다매 나라 다 대시장에 담에도 용도 다 돈내지래 다 쳐다마였으나 다 보기 갈소래 내가 좀 밀어 불린 애바이나 불린 애바이나 다 불린 애체 다 로망고 버튼이야 이제 뭐 주대라 즉 보기 이기로 진 시기로 와 이기자 좀 소시 즉 진서로 어 대당 빼티라서 대당 나와시 아니 내래 내사세 내코랑 말을 내래 시험받이 다지 출미사와 세지 민다세 다 진대실라기도 가시다 출미사와세 다 돈을 빼뜨리지 않는 승우도가 불안 당시 이기 태당 다와시다 시하지모도 박시한테 내 개승우도 다 대면도 저기 차 출미사와 세지 다 진대의 샤세 저기 다 지수 리우 미모를 지기로 했으니 어떤데
Then according to the Great Exposition School, the Vaibhashikas, so there's this thing that they call the factor of non-wastage. Anyways, in the tenets text, yeah, you remember the factor non-wastage, which is a non-associated compositional factor, which is not the karma itself, but that phenomenon is called non-wastage. Yeah. That is the very thing that guarantees that the effect will be experienced. Yeah. It's like, and they give the example of IOU sleep, you know. And you borrow something from somebody, the person who loans you the money, issues you an IOU, right? So it's like a slip, right?
guaranteeing, right? I mean, so-called guaranteeing payment, right? Yeah. So they give, the Vaibhashikas give that example. Then the proponents of sutra and the middleway autonomists said that an impression of that karma or the imprint of that of the karma is left on the mental consciousness, left on the mental consciousness, and then at a subsequent time when the conditions are right, it ripens, it activates, and you experience the effect. Yeah. So that's the anyway the basis of infusion, yeah, of the karmic seeds. Yeah. As the mental consciousness, yeah, for the proponents of sutra and the middleway autonomous.
Karek jingar esu na po samlo tang tayin duka na pakcha tinde shila shikta pake zuku zuksa shi shia kukutuwa rawa rame chingi dhubi kele ma inzang ta dewi jine kukure ani le di shikba ni dushe maare dumashire esu chazan ta dushe jyotuku ya maare chazan tiki dewi jawa jyotuku ya maare chazan ta dewi jawa jyawa la ta pakcha shi nyabar du kukutu sin ta maang cha samlo tang sa tinde dhubi shimera.
As many of you are already aware, yeah, so the proponents of great exposition, proponents of sutra, proponents of the mind only, and the middleway autonomous, yeah, they are all same in asserting that any. They are all the same in asserting in general that phenomena, if not all phenomena, most phenomena, exist by way of their own character. Yeah. Or, of course, and from the higher school point of view, I mean, it's like the same as saying everything exists inherently. Yeah. So there's something there, right? Isn't it? The import, yeah. So there's something there. So, for them, for these people, when karma disintegrates, when karma is accumulated, and then it disintegrates, right? It ceases, right? So the disintegratedness of karma for them is permanent. It's a permanent phenomenon. As such, it's non-momentary. As such, because the disintegratedness of karma is permanent, it cannot give rise to an effect. Yeah? So you've got a problem there, right? So therefore, they generally resort to the concept of imprint. They have to account, right? They have to account how do you connect, the end of a karma and the experience of its effect, and they do so through the idea of imprint.
Propensity. That on that in the Pasha's in the Yoros of Chikumaris. That on Dai Karsena, Pena Le Gapas, Le Shipa Situ, Pena Shedi Ranching Shipashimaris. Le Shipa City, Ranching Shipashimaris. Rang it singing to be Shipashimaris, Rang it singing to be the Meba Shabashimaris. Le Shipa City, Chesa, Legi Shipe. jiwikikire statuta oti sungyore.
So of course, the middle way consequential is here. The smart ones, they say that, you know, you don't have to make things so complicated, you know, all these theories and blah, 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 you know, that, you know, imprints, you know, mind basis of all, you know, come up with all kinds of ideas to sound coherent. You know. They say that the disintegratedness of karma is merely imputed by thought. It does not exist by way of its own character. And can give rise to effects.
Oh, tanda yin de le shikpa se de, de le shikpa se de, rang shing dhubi shikpa shi ma res. Rang shing dhubi shikpa shi ma res. Hada.
The disintegratedness of karma does not exist inherently.
Rang shing dhubi, rang shing gakpa ma res. Ta shing kukre, tere.
Yeah, there is no inherently existing disintegration. There is no inherently existing disintegratedness.
Are you following? Look, all chimney, no? I don't know. Huh?
There's nothing in Buddhism that's not chimney. You know? I mean, after a while, we realize that, I guess. So there's no inherently existing disintegration. Disintegration itself does not exist inherently. And as such, there's no inherently existent disintegratedness. You know, what's the point? The point, what is it? What is the point? The point here is that disintegration happens due to causes and conditions. Yeah, that's the...
Oh, that kya ba said, ta gakpa se de ta rashin gakpa shi ma res kya ba rashin kya ba ma res de kya ba de ju da de kya ba res ti ku gu yare ta gakpa de rashin gakpa ma res de gakpa de ju da kya ba de gakpa de se sta ti ku gu da
production does not exist inherently. There's no inherently existent production. Why? Because production is due to causes and conditions. And there's no inherently existent disintegration. Why? Because disintegration happens due to causes and conditions.
Oh, Tokshine, Tondai Dikablaka Taji Karasana Le Shikwa Sedi Tatusheres.
Right.
Le Shikwa Sedu Rashing Shiyamares. Le Shikwa Sedi, you don't get it in the Shibare. Jaza le shikpa le deva sudu kala ani ko dushe des tapa mares kalsana ko judan kela tena tapa des na.
The middle way consequentialist, the prasangikas, posit assert that disintegratedness, the pastness of karma, is a composite phenomena. It does not exist inherently because that disintegratedness is a result of causes and conditions. As such, for the prasangikas, disintegratedness, the pastness of a karma, is a composite phenomenon, is impermanent.
Oh, this one, Panata. Pena le shikpa sinare, pena ta pumba shikpa sinare. Ta tajibirula ta, tinda sungtuwa ta ko, tushe res. Ta mahinga res, otu sunguyare. Pena pumba shikpa se, le shikpa se tu, tushe res. 다디 마인가레스 다 각발에 각발하다 메가다 마인가 니에베나 마인가레스 어디 송도와
So according to the Prasangika's the middle way consequentialist, a vast disintegratedness or karma's disintegratedness, the pastness of a vast, the pastness of a karma. Both, anyway, whatever, disintegratedness is a composite phenomenon or composite or compounded condition, you know, whatever, composite phenomenon, right? So, because it is produced from causes and conditions, yeah. And it is a composite phenomenon, and it is an affirming negative, because phenomena can be divided into you know, positive and negative. And negative phenomenon, there are two kinds of negatives here. There's a non-affirming or non-implicative negative, and you have a implicative or affirming negative here. So of the two, the disintegratedness of karma, for example, disintegratedness of vas, is a affirming negative. Oh, when we say negation, negation is more to do with the act, yeah, but as an object we say negative, yeah. I mean, same, okay. I guess you're more used to negation, right? Or negative, yeah.
Oh, that's the Pasha Shai, she put it, huh? Pasha Shai, what did it? You can't see it to Pasha Shai, and it is Jamakao Tong is Yelani, me, did it.
So anyway, now it's just to plant imprints. So perhaps in a thousand yawns later, you may understand what is being said.
Yeah, related than us.
Okay, so what does the disintegratedness of the vas affirms?
Poems,
what does it affirm?
Kare pingre swar.
Mahinga. I mean, why is it not, why is it affirming negative la, basically?
Yeah, what does it affirm la? Like, you know, non-affirming negative means that it doesn't affirm anything, is it?
At the end of the negation, nothing yeah. is affirmed. Of course, yeah. in here, because it's affirming negative, right?
Yeah. What does it affirm?
That is the same thing. That is the same thing. Pumba shikwa sana pumba dewa le. Ta pumba shikwa labai na loi lo kare shakudu samu daya chire. Loi lo kare shakudu sana ngari yebe pumba di meba chara seji kukuduwa. Pumba shikwa ase de ngari ki pumba di loi chara se te meba chabara seji kukuduwa. Loi lo.
Think of how your mind works in order to get at vas disintegratedness. Vas disintegratedness is the past of a vas, right? Okay. Right? It happens after the vas is disintegrated, right? So the vas disintegratedness, right? So how do you come to understand that? It is based on the negation, the going into non-existence, right? The vast going into non-existence, disintegrating, isn't it? Based on that, you come to an idea of vast, the past of a vast, disintegratedness of vast, isn't it? In order to conceive of vast disintegratedness, you have to get at it, and that is that. It comes about due to the vast disintegrating, isn't it? The vast has to not exist, right? Has to cease to exist, right? In order to have vast disintegrateness, yes. Is there a negation happening?
어, 독신에. 다 도다이 말이 분바디 다다 식과 세식국어. 다 되게 시계디. 다 가래 죽으라 가래 국어 시계디. 다 규단 진지 식과 세 되게다. 규단 진지 식과디. 다 방아야티 틀렸다.
Right, vast disintegrateness can only come about through the vast disintegrating, ceasing to exist, becoming non-existing, right? Non-existent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, but when you then you come think about vast disintegratedness. What is being implied? I mean, the meaning that disintegratedness happened due to certain causes and conditions, eh? Mm. Of the past.
Okay, well. Okay, so it's affirming the.
What is it affirming
still? What is it affirming still?
What is it affirming still? What is it affirming still? What is it affirming still? What is it affirming still?
The point is, when the word disintegratedness should bring to mind that is due to the implied, that is due to causes and conditions. Yeah.
Okay, I understand that point. Another question. Now, the Prasangika says that the disintegratedness of karma is a composite phenomenon. Uh-huh. So, how do they account for the long time span between that and the effect? Like for the other schools, they account for it through imprints. Right? So,
that means you haven't That means you have not understood the implication of disintegratedness.
So,
the Prasangikas, I mean, they are not against imprints. They do not reject wholesale, this idea of imprints. I mean, they are imprints. But here in this the context of our discussion is in what connects, you know, the end of a karma to its result, yeah? And the other tenets, have to, be creative, and then, and come up with. This idea of karmic imprints being stored somewhere. Because all of them, except the Prasangikas, all of them, they believe that anything and everything that exists must exist by way of their own character. It must be something right, findable, isn't it? Right there from its own side, inherently existent. So they have to come up with something, be it non-wastage or the basis of infusion is the mind basis of all, or the mental consciousness, and there's something that's the basis of infusion, and then there's something that is put in it, Right.
Yeah.
So that's where they're coming from, right? So
non-wastage. They must account for this non-wastage, the karma. You know what I mean? I, that's what you're trying to get at. Yeah. So
no.
No.
They all believe that anything and everything exists must be findable, right? There's something right there. And therefore they have to point to something, isn't it? So that's why they point to it has to be the basis of infusion of karmic imprints has to either got to be the mental consciousness or the they come up with this, you know, this imaginary mind basis of all, or there's this, or what we call it, seal, called the factor of non-wishing. And what have you, yeah? So the prasangikas are saying that no need to be so complicated. You know, they just say, look at karma itself. Look at karma itself. The disintegratedness of karma, when karma is accumulated, then it ceases, isn't it? When it disintegrates, the past of the karma, disintegratedness, does not exist inherently. And the import is that because it is a produced phenomenon, it is that disintegratedness is a produced phenomenon, it is a composite phenomenon arising from causes and conditions. That disintegratedness, no?
Okay.
Yeah? So far, so good, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 독신이. 다 근데 렉이 식배 식바 식바 깨시 다 식바 규 투니 깨두 그랬어 지기지 디 식바지 디 식바지 독신이 깨시다 안 좋은 용 그랬어 어떠랬다
So if karma's the disintegratedness of karma is a composite phenomenon is produced right then that disintegratedness would produce its own effect what the next moment of disintegratedness And then the next moment, this ingredients will produce the next moment. Because it's a composite phenomenon, therefore it's impermanent, it produces its own effect, right? Mm-hmm. In the next moment. And then that's how they explain how you connect the disintegration of karma to the time when the result is experienced. So there's this continuum of disintegratedness. Except.
Can I just cite an example? Sorry.
Yeah, this is a difficult point. But nevertheless, it has been so asserted by the Savior Nagarjuna, the glorious Chandragati.
Glorious King.
can I just cite an example to clarify this point? So, for example, a mango seed is produced. So, at that moment, the disintegrateness of the mango seed actually starts. So, all the way, you can keep it for years until the time when it meets the condition of the water, sun, and it sprouts in the mango plant. So, during all that time, the disintegrateness of the mango seed occurs. Is that what you mean?
During all the
mango seed, yeah. The mango seed occurs.
You mean the seed is not existing?
No, but it is existing, but it is disintegrating all the way from the moment it produced, all the way until it is produced into a plant many years later. Is that what you meant?
Kamsa?
Sabun shikba.
Sabun shikba.
Sabun shikba. Sabun marwa. So, gasarwa. And new go market padu di cup da di sabun di shiba 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 junior resa sabun gore yong resa
sabun zosan sore
zosan yudu darane
sabun yudu sore sabun mesan sore
sabun yudu sa
sabun yudu da koran kisi kisi shik dhugro wati da kati da kyo yamara sabun yudu da koi kyo yamara kisi kisi shik wati kiro wati da kyo yamara
I mean, during the time when the seed exists, right?
Yes.
So when the seed exists, what's the problem? This production, disintegration, abiding is simultaneous, right?
Yeah.
So
it is occurring during those times, all the way. The disintegratedness of that seed. Because it's composite from phenomena, like you say. It's the same as karma. Yeah. It's composite from phenomena. So I'm trying to account for how this disintegrateness of a seed, our karma, actually can cause the effect to occur so many years after the occurrence of the production. Yeah.
Yeah. So?
I mean, it's what I said about the mango seed, correct? I mean, if it is, then okay, that's fine. It explains.
They don't know. I don't know. Thank you. Anyway, we see. I don't know.
Anyway, we talk about karma's disintegrating, whether it's virtuous or non-virtuous. So virtuous karma disintegrating, becoming virtuous karma, disintegrating of virtuous karma. The disintegrating of virtuous karma is virtuous. And for same thing for non-virtuous. So anyway, anyway, you look at the difference. Basically, it's almost always you have the prasangikas, you know, versus the rest of everyone. You know. So all the Buddhist tenets, the rest of the Buddhist tenets, all because they do not know how to posit disintegratedness as a composite phenomenon. They all posit that disintegratedness is a permanent phenomenon. It's a non-composite phenomenon. Whereas the prasangikas posit that disintegration is the past of a vast, the past of karma, is a composite phenomenon, hence impermanent, hence can produce that its own effect, disintegration is disintegrating. So anyway, what accounts for this difference? Yeah? Basically, it boils down to whether one asserts that things exist by way of their own character or not.
Oh, Tuxine, that to die, then you put it, Takarsan, Pagita, Tajibis, to go to the penna. Le Shiva, said the go rushing is Shivajimares, that to die. Le Shiva, said the go rushing is Shigiomanes, rushing is Shivajis, on the Yomanes, the rushing Gawajimares. That teach you to Tengi, go Shigedi, you don't gain Shigi, Shik to Hashi, that Tengi Tisungiore, Chesna, you don't gain Giko, never Shavanza, Dako.
So the prasangikas said that everything that exists does not exist truly, do not exist inherently. As such, you know, there's no inherently existing disintegration. As such, there's no inherently existing disintegratedness. Why is disintegratedness not truly existent? Because it is a result of certain causes and conditions. So as such, the disintegratedness is a phenomenon dependent on causes and conditions. Yeah. And if it is dependent on causes and conditions, then it is a composite phenomenon. It's impermanent, right?
That the Pumba Shikwa, so the Pumba Meva Shabaswara, the Pumba Shikwa, Stukala, Shikwa. Kasara Paki, Pumba Shin to Gala, that she be negative Sabana, that Chasha Kaya, that Pumbishin Sri Yam to her. Dilly Shimbean, she Shambaji Yam came to her. That this to do that Pumba Shiba Sukha, Dope Tatsam Chiris, Go, Dota Chiris, Madako, Pagil Tushi Chiji, that Yam Yamaris, the Sukha.
So for the Prasangikas, when they look at the past of a vase, the disintegratedness of the vase. That can only come about when the vase ceases to exist and is disintegrated, right? As such, you talk about the disintegratedness of vase. So, it is a composite phenomenon, yes. But if you look for the composite phenomenon in that factor of disintegratedness, it is not one with, neither is it separate from different, right? So there's no inherently existent disintegratedness, yeah. There's no, you cannot, yeah. No inherently existent composite phenomenon as well.
Oh, Tuxine, that is on that, or Louis, but Tobe Taxam Res, that Tomache, Suda Kogi, that Louis Shaxam Shash, that Tobe Taxam says, that is square.
So as such, it is merely imputed, just as everything else is, right? Merely imputed. So it is a composite phenomenon, yes, but it is merely imputed. So anyway, yeah. So the Prasangika's answered this fundamental question by saying that when karma ceases, when an action karma disintegrates ceases, that in the next moment disintegratedness is produced. That is a composite phenomenon. As such, it produces its own effect. The next moment of disintegratedness, and that moment of disintegration produces its own next moment of disintegratedness, and so forth. So there's this continuum of disintegratedness, and that links and connects the end of an action karma to the time when the ripening effects of the karma is experienced. So this is a difficult point, because if you think about it, it is really challenging for us to conceive of how, in theory it sounds good. Even the theory is difficult, but even if you kind of get something about the theory, we think about it, okay, the disintegrateness produces the next moment of disintegrateness, and that produces the next moment of disintegrateness, and forever, however long, and then there comes a time when an effect is produced, right? So when we think of the production of the effect, the fruitional effect, fruitional effect, of course, not the disintegrateness, but the fruitional effect of the karma, be it a rebirth or some painful experience or whatever, then we think that, again, there is the production is real. There's a rising of a real fruitional effect, So it's difficult for us, because when we think of imprints, when we think of, when we try to explain things, about, how we experience things due to the ripening of certain imprints, it's easier the mind, to conceive at least, But when we try to, think of how this continuum of disintegrateness can then bring forth a fruitional effect, it's kind of difficult for us to conceive of. And I guess also. The problem, I think all the problems, most of it, comes back to us not knowing, experientially, really knowing what is inherent existence, the concept. We cannot identify properly what the object of negation is, this inherent existence. Points out that we cannot, cannot differentiate between inherent existence and existence, yeah. So there are scriptural proofs for this understanding, for the Prasangika's understanding of disintegratedness, being a composite phenomenon, being a producer of composite phenomenon. So in the Sutra of the 10 levels, or the 10 grounds, so there's a quotation which says, aging and death, deadness, or aging and death, are produced by the condition of birth.
Dokshin ta, penata, That today you would have been a
aging and aging and death. Yeah.
어떻게 또 that this 또 가라 다 치와 변화 치와서나 그 미디 시사로 왔다. 그와 다디 미 시사와디 다 미시바도 차로 와. 다디 시도 가라 디 가래게 손서나 치위 견치를 중화했어. 그와 치위 견기 다 시와 있고야로 왔더라고.
Death. What is death? When we say death, a person is dead. The person has died already. Yeah. The dying is done. Yeah. The dying is done. So therefore, he's dead. Yeah. So the person doesn't exist, right? I mean, he's a dead person. He's not a person. He's dead. Yeah. So death is said to be a result of birth. You accept?
That on that this to all that take it to go, because she was the gave it using the two years on that she was said that the woman to her that did the song.
Well, if death is produced by birth, then disintegratedness is produced by anyway, same line of reasoning.
What this in the song, that on dying it, that little game. That on the that long mango you would have been a marmet seva, dana. The marmet shiva, you would have shiva, marmet seva, singota. Marmet seva, marmet you, the num down. Then the seva to give marmet seva the chungares. What the answer, somewhat.
Then another example, and this time by Nagarjuna. Yeah. So when we talk about the extinguishment of a flame, the extinguishment of a flame of a butter lamp is produced or caused by the finishing, the exhaustion, or the using up of the wick and the butter, isn't it? So there are people who die because of a lack of food and medicine, right? So because of a lack of food and medicine, then death occurs, right? Not because the phenomenon in question is a lack of food, a lack of medicine.
Oh, 돈다님 뭐 그냥 가르라고 그랬으니 들에 다 식보 모보 두배지 다 돈다. 어 배트네 망보권에 두배도 와 식보 모보래서 식보시 규단 경기 깨버렸어. 어 배트네 돈에 아니 식보 모보이 뭐 두배시 다 다지고.
And we are the point is that you know from these examples, you know, is to you know to show to help us understand that this integratedness is a functioning thing. It's a functioning thing. It is produced. It is a composite phenomenon.
Oh, those in that le out of it. To share that on that let Chevin, Kijinaman, Jiktuk. Or Tinde, Chickpok Koranta, Les Chickpok Koran, to share it, start on the Tajib Duet, so Titushani, to Jinza, take it to Chimas Jigres, Tuxinta, Shippy Shippa Jess, to Jigres, or Tesapogita, that's also Telasumbiore.
So the Pasang is no issue, no. You know, we're saying that the disintegratedness is a produced phenomenon, it's a composite phenomenon. Because, you know, when a karma is created, it's done or it's accumulated, right? It doesn't have to last for a long time. Because anyway, in the very next moment, right, you know, momentary phenomenon, in the very next moment, it's disintegrating all the time, right? So in the next moment, it's disintegrated, it's ceased, right? Isn't it? And then its next moment has already ceased, right? So that next moment is the disintegratedness of karma, isn't it? But because that disintegratedness is a composite phenomenon, it is because it is produced from causes and conditions, as such, it is a composite phenomenon, and as such, it produces its own effect, necessarily, right? So that produces the next moment of disintegratedness, and so forth. So you have a continuum of disintegratedness, continuum of, basically, and all of them are being are functioning things.
Oh, tundarisha, ta ina ta tuji jama chona ina paje zawa ina ke melam barabasa na ina paje ke melam ina suje mare paje ke lingi yore. Wa ta paje ke melam barang suki yore paje ke lingi yore ina ta paje kushi la yanchi. Ta yah zoba mumbu tuwa chik paje kare tendu shagresa na ta chik paje ta tajibe samuta nuga na sheba shera ke sumuta zozo ngazam tendu shagresa na yanchi mandawa si sumyunga shitire.
So anyway, yeah. But this does not mean that the prasangikas do not talk about imprints. Yeah. There is time and place to talk about imprints. There are imprints. Yeah. There are imprints as to what then. You know. But what about the basis of infusion? The basis of infusion of imprints. I mean, the prasangikas talk about imprints as well, isn't it? So. And everybody else talks about imprints as well. So if you talk about an imprint, an impression, then there must be something that's holding those impressions. Then there's the imprint and that which is being imprinted on, yeah, isn't it? So that's what we call the basis of infusion. What is infused is the impression, the karmic imprints, yeah, or imprints of other stuff. So then what is the basis of infusion? So there is almost everyone, I mean, talks about the basis of infusion in terms of mind consciousness, yeah. Be it the mind basis of all or the mental consciousness, yeah. But the Prasangikas have their own take as to what is the basis of infusion of such imprints. What is the basis of infusion of imprints according to the Prasangikas? It is the mere eye. It's bordering on inconceivable. You know? So the impressions are left on the mere eye. The mere eye is the holder, so to speak, a repository, a basis of infusion of imprints. Yeah. It's difficult, right? Isn't it? Well, the whole point comes to us, not we are clinging on to true existence, inherent existence, which we cannot accept, is it? Right, So according to the Prasangikas, as cited in Chandrakirti's auto commentary to his own supplement to the treatise on the middle, there are two bases of infusion, a temporal and a tendu, I don't know how to translate it, not final, but the actual, I mean, the temporal basis of, anyway, the temporal basis of infusion is the consciousness of mind. But the actual, the one that subsists throughout all times, no? Yeah, it has always been there and will always be there, you know, that it is the mere I, the basis of infusion, too.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, went different direction today. That's it. Pumba deva se nang oba res. O tu sin tibetir. Da deva se di judan kyanla tene kyeba res.
Anyway, the three times are in. Anyway, okay. So now, because we were talking about the past, I mean, the past, you know, the three times, so the past for the prasangikas, the past is a functioning thing. That means, functioning thing. Yeah. So anyway, whatever it is, at the end of the day, if you have some idea, you know, that, oh, past, you know, is a functioning thing, not a permanent phenomenon. You know, it's a functioning thing. If you got that, then okay, then mission accomplished.
Can I ask a question? So you're talking about pastness being a functioning thing. So there should be a futureness,
which is a functioning thing.
Yeah. So you have a disintegratedness, then there will be a producedness of a phenomena. Because if not, then the phenomena will keep disintegrating and never produce the final result. So, so if you have a pastness, there should be a futureness to. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, okay, I don't understand.
But those three are simultaneous, right? Production, abiding, and disintegration are simultaneous,
yeah,
right?
So actually, technically, it's that same phenomenon is both a discreteness and so-called produceness to another phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because it's both a pastness and a futureness of the next moment.
There's more to stuff, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, there's no time. Huh? Okay. You have a note?
No. Today is Tuesday or Thursday? Today is Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so finish on the usual prayers. So,